It smells like your cough lozenge.
Yeah.
Don't make any clink clinks in the mic. I forgot my chapstick in the other room, and I have eczema all over my face.
I forgot my dignity in the other room, and I have shit all over my face. Should I go fix myself?
We're too late.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Book Club, where I, Michaela, show up with shit on my face.
And I, Dharma, show up with eczema all over my face.
Dumb and dumber.
So shit face and eczema face, yeah, walk into a bar.
No one talks to them.
That's the joke.
Why are you in a bar?
Why do you have a snake?
Go home. Oh my God, I re-listened to that episode recently so that I could make a TikTok that 20 people watched and no people liked.
What episode was that? Episode
2.
2, season 1.
It's so psychotic. Like, I just kind of skipped through everything so I could remind myself of what the book was about. We weren't as unhinged as we are now. I feel like we were polite.
We were definitely a little more reserved back in the day.
Yeah.
And now we've just said so much bullshit that all of it's up for grabs.
Oh my God, yeah. Thank God my parents stopped listening after like episode 3.
I love that my parents stopped listening.
Yeah, I'm like, don't support my dreams.
Yeah,
don't do it.
No, you don't want to know what goes on in these parts of the woods.
No, not at all.
Michaela's sick, everybody.
Yeah, I'm really sick.
She's sick as a dog.
2 weeks ago, I had strep. Now I have like a freaking, it's not a sinus infection, but it's like definitely sinus adjacent. I feel so much pressure in my face.
Under pressure.
Do, 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 do. Boop, 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 boop.
Well, me, 2 weeks ago, I got food poisoning.
Oh.
And it really came out both ends.
Hmm.
And I lost my toe.
Okay.
My toenail.
She lost a toe.
My toe fell off.
I feel like that's happened to everyone, though.
Hands up if it's happened to you.
We both put our hands up. Just us? Just eczema and shit face? No one else?
No one else?
No,
come
on. I could count on my toes how many people I know have lost a toenail. So I think that that counts.
But you've lost all your toes.
Accurate. So it's zero. I am toeless and no one will ever know.
Toeless the shit face.
Oh my God, I love that.
That's your Viking name.
Viking.
Viking.
Oh my God, throwback. Wow.
Should we just do a bunch of throwbacks of past episodes?
Probably. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been a blur. What episode is it? What season?
Who are you?
A whole episode got deleted last week.
Oh my God, don't trigger me.
And it was a good episode.
It was a good... Well, it didn't get deleted. There's still a 5% chance I can get it back.
Dharma can get it back. It was stepmom porn. It has to come back.
It has to come back. Everyone pray, pray, pray.
It was so psychotic.
That I can recover this episode because it was a good one.
Yeah, maybe if we pray enough to a god that no one believes in, we can get the episode back.
Oh, that was really deep.
Sorry.
We don't have space for that.
We don't talk about religion. We don't know her.
No.
So out of all of the types of sicknesses, what would you fuck? I know we've done STIs.
Yeah, we should do who would you do virus edition.
A virus.
A virus. Where's your phone? Pull up a list of viruses.
Oh, my phone's charging because I scrolled on TikTok instead of napping today for 4 hours.
I'm very disappointed in you, Michaela.
Yeah, probably. I started watching a bad TV show.
What was it?
Sorry, I had to focus. What's my password? The 20 most common diseases.
20? Ready? I can't remember 20 diseases.
Okay, well, let me read the list and then we can... Or should I just pick?
Or should we go round robin? Give me 2 and I'll pick.
No, I kind of like this better. Okay, wait, okay. I'll just give you 3. Ready?
Okay.
Chicken pox.
Oh, hot.
We're playing Fuck, Marry, Kill, by the way.
By the way, thanks. I'm the one playing the game. I should know.
I'm sick. Chicken pox.
Okay.
Influenza.
Ooh.
Measles. Wait, I don't like that. Wait, what's the one where people, where you like can't come to school? What's the kissing disease? What's it called?
Mono.
Oh, mono.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Or hand, foot to mouth disease.
No. They also have monkeypox listed on the top 20 diseases.
Like in commonality?
That's crazy.
What's monkeypox?
I don't know. The top 20 infections transmitted person to person: chickenpox, common cold, COVID-19, HIV, AIDS, influenza, measles, meningitis, monkeypox, mono, sexually transmitted infections, tuberculosis, viral hepatitis. Whooping cough.
Oh! Okay, you know which hot ones
which one's
are hot?
Hot?
You know which one? You know which diseases are hot off this list?
Which one?
Meningitis.
Because it says men?
No.
In meningitis?
No, it's a brain disease.
Oh, that's so hot.
Right?
We'd attack my brain.
Yeah.
Chew get on me right my brain cells. My inside out characters would never survive.
Also, tuberculosis. Coughing up blood. That is so dramatic. I love it.
That's such an old man in an estate disease to have. Like, absolutely. Who else has that other than someone who's, like, really rich?
Who has tuberculosis? Hands up, who's tuberculosis?
Oh,
and whooping cough.
Infections from insects and animals.
Oh. Malaria.
And malaria's on here. Lyme disease, rabies.
The
Rocky
dengue
Mountain
fever.
Spotted fever. West Nile virus. There's so many things. Oh my god, yeast infections.
From insects?
No, I'm reading a different list now. Okay, so sorry. Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Let's do chickenpox, influenza, and whooping cough. No, I like mono still. Mono's better. But monkeypox is like, who gets that? who gets monkeypox?
She's not like other girls.
What even is monkeypox?
You didn't look it up while your computer was open?
I don't actually want to know. Sometimes I ask questions and I don't really listen to the answer. And I go, oh.
Wow.
And that's how I never evolve or learn.
That's not true.
It's how I don't have a boyfriend because I don't listen. Just kidding. I actually really do listen. I make a note.
Out of the two of us, yeah, you're the better listener.
Dharma literally has the memory of a fly?
A pea? An inanimate nothing. Object. Yeah,
it's the floor? It's crazy. Oh my god.
Which is wild because I always tested so good. Like, growing up, I had a great memory.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it was like short term. Like,
but maybe you have never had a good memory and you're remembering that wrong. Maybe you're just really dumb.
Maybe I just used up all my memory.
Just let me have this.
What? I'm not taking it.
I have dyslexia. You be dumb. Maybe you're my himbo. Hey. And I'm the person you're trying to fix.
Huh?
You know how, like, that's usually the common types of men that women date. I'm sick.
So wait, you're trying to fix me?
No, no. You're my himbo and I'm your fixer-upper.
I'm trying to fix you up.
Probably. Just
oh,
in
like
general.
Make you go to therapy.
Yeah.
Okay,
make
yeah.
me better.
No, this is very
that
accurate.
I'm like, what? Sorry, so who are you fuck marrying and killing? There's so much phlegm in my face.
Okay, I'm yeah. killing the chicken pox.
Yeah.
Influenza, what kind of flu?
Like, you're like vomiting, shitting, high fevers, sleeping, dying.
Okay.
Only eats crackers.
I'm fucking it.
Oh, that's what you want to fuck?
I killed the chicken pox.
You're like, vomit.
Yeah.
Let's
I like,
fuck it.
The more dramatic, the better, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to be bedridden for months.
Yeah, that's me in a common cold, but, you know, to each their own.
And then I'll marry whooping cough because sounds
no, it's
it sounds
mono.
Fun. Oh, yeah, you canceled whooping yeah. cough. I'll marry mono.
No.
Okay. Because mono, long term, you're in it for the long haul.
I know, but mono is like, mono's kind of sexy. Mono's like it's the kissing disease. It's like, it's kind of hot, right?
I basically just had mono.
Yeah, you did. You pretty much died for like 2 months.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I will go with you on that because chickenpox can kill you. As an adult, you can die.
Yeah, you get shingles.
Yeah.
But if you have chickenpox as a kid, you can't get shingles.
This is true. Which maybe that's what I want because it's just like something that's always there lingering. Maybe I'm marrying chickenpox.
For the danger.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't have you, but so I want you. Marriage material.
Oh my God.
I'm fucking mono and I'm killing that flu.
They're the one.
I can't. Vomiting. I can't do it. Don't give me vomit. I don't like it. Except for when I secret vomit.
Okay. Speaking of diseases, you want to hear what book I brought?
Wait, is it actually about a disease?
It's about a disease called being a vampire.
Oh, okay. What was that other vampire book we read last? I was about to say last term.
Are last semester. In school?
Whoa. I'm sweating a lot. I'm not doing well.
Do you have water?
Yeah.
The book last and I, season.
Adrian the Hisser.
That was a DP episode.
Oh my God.
Adrian the Hisser.
Guys, I really got on. Dharma, like, described this vampire man. Could have been so hot. On that day, in my mental state, I was like, this man is the most grody, icky human ever.
In my brain, he looks like a rat.
Yeah. Fully. I was like, long nails, pale white skin, everything is lanky. He kind of looks like, what's that guy from Simpson? That's the evil boss
man. Oh my God, not him.
That's what I was picturing, but paler.
Okay, me trying to picture what you were picturing, mm-hmm. I was picturing the Volturi, like that yeah, lanky that blonde one.
Yeah, but he's hotter than what I was was thinking, like even grosser, really gross. So this scene is like not that bad. It's kind of hot, but the whole time I'm like, that's disgusting. Get your hands away from her. So vampires, okay. Are we reading Twilight?
Do you think that
what
we rate the book depends on your mood that day?
Probably. So today's going to be real shit or really good.
Well,
I'm either extremes. I'm either like not listening. So I'm like, this was a 2. I'm not turned on at all.
Well, Michaela's 6. So we've already banked 2 points.
Yeah, accurate.
We're at -2 right now.
Yeah, but I am on my period. So I'm like hypersexual.
Oh,
so maybe.
Okay, so back to 0. Yeah.
Maybe they canceled each other out. Love she's it. Really sick, but she's on her period.
She's really sick.
So she's ready
really
to go.
Horny. Yeah. No, this book.
Oh.
Is by one of our favorite authors. Your Daddy Will Do. The Kraken Sacrifice.
Oh, shit.
Katie Roberts.
Oh, Katie Roberts with 2 E's.
Katie with 2 E's.
I think that I have, you know, when you can like see the thing. I think I have. I think I have like a really toned down version of.
Psychosis?
No.
Schizophrenia?
You know when you like see something once and then you can like remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Photo.
That's not schizophrenia.
That's bipolar.
Photographic memory. I think that I like kind of, because when you ask me questions, I look at it in my brain.
I think that just means you're a visual learner.
I'm visually impaired. Fuck off. Let me have this.
You have it.
I can't read, so just let me.
You're not Matthew K. Gubler, okay?
Oh, but he could be mine. I love that man. He's so hot.
So we've gotten several listener suggestions to do Katie Roberts again. Mm-hmm. We've gotten Neon Gods. We've gotten any of her.
Oh, is she Neon Gods?
She's Neon Gods. Oh. We've gotten many of her other books suggested, but this one is brand new this year.
Ooh.
So I said, we're sticking with the times.
I like it.
I think this is one of her dirtiest, sexiest books I've ever read. And I've read almost all her books.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Wait, I need a new book because I haven't read a book in, let's be honest, a year. So
Michaela told me a story when I came back from Christmas or something. She was like, I tried to read a book. I just held it for 2 hours and then put it down.
It's my ADHD. I can't. I say things like I have it, but I don't actually have any of these things.
She's schizophrenic. She has photographic memory. She's ADHD. She's dyslexic.
Maybe she's Maybelline.
The book is. The book is Court of the Vampire Queen.
Oh, I've seen this in your bedroom.
By Katie Roberts.
Oh my God, that's such a hot cover.
And I picked it because it's new this year. Mm. And also, I brought it on the podcast because look how many fucking tabs are in this book.
Yeah, if I could count, I would tell you.
Can you try? Try for me.
There's like 14.
Try for me, baby.
I rounded. It's ballpark.
But look, there's a tab all 100. The way to the end.
That's crazy.
There's
I really
one right
like
at
it.
The beginning and one right at the end, and there's 20 in between.
It's a very deceptive cover. It's like nice, and it looks like it's just a fantasy type book.
Yeah, it's supposed to. Well, she has very discreet covers, I find. Besides,
well, not her Daddy Will Do. Your
no,
daddy
her little
do.
Novellas, like her monster ones and her taboo ones. No.
But isn't the God one literally just a naked man on the cover?
No.
Oh.
It looks like this.
Oh, a chair. Yes. Wow, I really like this. This book is big. She's a hefty lady. Yeah, smack me.
So you can have this book when it's done. Let's do a little closed captioning, mama.
It's a dark book with a light font. Her name is in bright hot pink, and I really like it. Or like a dark hot pink. And I don't know what kind of flowers those are, but they're like blue flowers with red pink insides. They look like they don't naturally look like that. And then there's like vines that kind of look like they're wet with blood. It's giving vampire. It's giving eclipse. It's giving Breaking Dawn.
Yeah. It's giving Renesmee.
Yeah. It's giving Vampire Diaries.
That was a good show.
I never watched it.
This is the back.
Okay, I'm ready.
Three powerfully alluring vampire men and one queen to rule them all.
Oh my god, it's a reverse har hair har harem. Is it harem?
Yeah.
Was I right the first time? I second guessed myself. It's a reverse harem. I love that. That's so hot.
Yep.
I like it. With three vampires. It really is giving Vampire Diaries. Doesn't she like fuck a bunch of different vampire men and they all fight about her?
Something like that.
I don't remember.
All Mina ever wanted was to escape her father's control. Half human, half vampire, she lived eternally torn between two worlds, never fully experiencing the pleasures of either.
Oh my god, is this about Renesmee?
Oh my god.
It's Renesmee. It's a Twilight fanfic.
Until her father chose her as the pawn in his latest political move, gifting her to the darkly powerful and dangerously seductive Malachi Zion.
Wait, is this in the same universe as Kraken? Because wasn't that the whole thing that she was like given up to him and he was like the god of the sea or something? Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay.
But this is not, it's not in the same universe.
Mm.
But that demon that made the deal
mm-hmm.
is a character in this book.
So then it is the same universe.
Well, he can hop universes.
Oh, there's so many things happening. Yeah. And then he just hops another universe and he's like, in your dad will do.
Yeah.
He's just like, I need water.
You have chocolate in your pantry.
Yeah.
Malachi is not a vampire to be trifled with. He rules with an iron fist and has a reputation for the darkest of sins.
Oh my god.
But the longer Mina is with him, the more she realizes he's not the monster she first thought. And as fear bleeds into lust, then trust, then something more, Malachi opens Mina up to a world she never knew could be hers for the taking.
Yeah, he opens her up.
Including the love of Malachi's two closest friends and companions. Now surrounded by all three men, the center of their shockingly seductive world, Mina may finally have the power to face down her father and take back the life and crown that by all rights should be hers.
Ooh, like a powerful woman.
Yes. So she's a dampier, half human, half vampire.
Okay.
She is basically a slave to her father. And in this world, all that dampiers are good for are breeding and blood.
Oh.
So he gifts her to Malachi.
She's like an IV bag. He's just like, take it.
Yeah, it's just an IV bag. But he wants, Malachi is one of the last bloodline vampires. And they're the ones with the purest blood. They're not like made. They're born. And so Mina's father wants Malachi under his control, so he sends Mina there because Malachi is locked in his house. He can't get out. He's been magically encased in his house. He can't leave.
Sure.
So he sends Mina there so that Malachi impregnates her because she's good for breeding, and then Mina's father will have control of her baby, which is a bloodline vampire.
Mm.
That's the big plan.
It's giving like kind of Beauty and the Beast, man locked in castle, woman sent that way.
Yes.
Daddy issues, but in a different way.
Yeah.
But also maybe sex trafficking.
All the things.
Nailed it.
So Mina goes there and Malachi is not the big meanie
mm-hmm.
that everyone thought.
Yeah.
And they're really sexually attracted to each other and she's a virgin.
As they are.
So she's trying to be like, I don't want to have sex with you because I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
And he's like, I won't force you. And she's like, huh? So then Malachi's best friend, Wolf, shows up.
Not Wolf.
Wolf.
Why is this Twilight?
The other.
It's Beauty and the Beast.
with Little Red Riding Hood mixed in.
Ew.
The third friend is called Rylan.
What?
Yeah.
Pardon your face? You have like such a royal type name and then Wolf for some godforsaken reason. And then Rylan?
Yep.
Okay. We went downhill. I was like on board with the names. I liked it.
Yeah.
I like her name too. And I'm enjoying Rylan.
I know. It was really out of pocket.
It's so random.
And because they're all three of them are bloodline vampires, they each have like a special ability.
Oh.
Like they have magic. So Malachi is fire. It's elemental magic. So Malachi has fire.
It's giving the last airbender.
Absolutely. Wolf is, oh God, I forget what he is. Rylan can shapeshift. So he can turn into different animals. And Wolf, oh, his is blood magic. So he can like control your blood. And this scene that we're going to read is the first sexy scene. It's the first sex scene. They've made out and been hot and heavy.
All three of them individually or together?
So this scene is only, we haven't met Rylan yet in the book. So forget about Rylan because he's not going to be there.
Forget about him.
Just forget about
well,
him.
Well, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
There's an uphill climb now for this.
There's always going to be an uphill battle.
I'm sick.
So Mina and Malachi have like fooled around.
Yeah.
But very passionate. They don't want to do it. And the thing is, when your blood gets sucked, you become insanely, incredibly horny.
Sure.
Like next level, your skin's going to fall off kind of horny.
Okay. Your skin's going to fall off.
Yeah. Don't you feel like you just want to get out of your skin when you're really horny?
No.
Okay. So it's Malachi and Wolf.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay.
It's Malachi and Wolf.
Yeah. Is he a wolf?
No.
Why is his name Wolf?
I don't know.
Is it short for something?
Wolfexington the Third.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
Mina wakes up in the middle of the night and hears noises.
Mm-hmm.
And so like goes into the hallway, hears the noises coming from Malachi's room.
Oh my God, is he fooling around with Wolf?
Opens the door and Malachi and Wolf are fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're best friends and fuck friends.
Love that. Friends with benefits.
Yeah, and they see her there and they're like, you can watch if you want.
Oh my God.
So that's where we're at.
Okay.
She's watching.
If you walked in on two men, would you be like, yeah, I want to watch that and join?
I would be curious for sure.
Yeah.
I would probably watch a little bit. But yeah. Who knows if I would be turned on or not.
Yeah, I don't really know. I've never watched like man on man porn.
No, I don't know. Me neither.
I don't know. I've like seen it in movies, you know, when they like make out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't really do anything for me. But I guess maybe if it was one of the people you were with, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be like, put me in, coach.
Always try something once.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions before we commence?
No. I'm picturing these men as like huge and muscular, like freaking warrior men.
Yeah.
No more Adrian the Hisser.
No hissers.
It's none of that.
There's no hissers, only wolfers.
Oh, that's hot. I like it. The vampire, I think maybe I'm just not on board with vampires. Like, I'm thinking of Wolf and I'm like this huge, burly, like a little hairy man. Like, his pecs are insane, shoulders bumping. He's literally like can't walk through a door. And then I'm picturing the other one as like also nice because he's a king, but maybe not great.
Just go with the flow.
Vampires just have a vibe to them, but I don't know.
They have a hissing vibe.
Yeah,
they do. They do. They actually really do have a hissing vibe.
Yeah, they. Yeah, it's hisser, but in like human form, shusher.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. A vampire is That's a man so that accurate. Shushes you.
Yeah.
And I don't think
vampires
I like that.
Are mansplainers.
Yeah, yeah. Accurate.
If we had to attribute...
But they're kind of just quiet in the corner and then yeah. they pop in and they're like, you know, actually? You can't. With like their pointy finger.
Actually.
A little like hunched over.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just have to weed through all these tabs.
Oh my God, it's so amazing.
Look at the chapter headings.
Ooh. Yeah, it's such a pretty book. I like it.
Very pretty.
I've been in the market for a new book. I've kind of just been carrying around.
It's this one, Mama.
Looking for Alaska.
Oh, yeah, I was looking for Alaska.
I've just been carrying it around for like a week now.
Babe, that's not the book for you.
I don't think so. I'm not excited about it.
That's not for you. I
it's
don't
just
think...
in my bag.
Yeah, I don't think John Green's your guy.
No?
No.
I don't know.
He's not for you.
Isn't it about a death? Does she die?
It's something like that. No,
she like muck ducked?
Yeah, I forget. I read it so long ago, but it's like there's like a death twist thing at the end, which sure. is very classic for that for him. But
yeah,
it's was very giving, 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, giving me vibes of the movie version has Saoirse Ronan. How do you say her name in it?
Saoirse.
Yeah.
Mm. I never saw
and
the
she's
movie.
Like young. No. Not like Looking for Alaska. There's oh. a different book that's like it that's really famous too. And she's in the movie and like she's stolen as a child and then he kills her. And then she goes to heaven and it's like her in heaven. But Whoa. She can like see her dad try to like find the killer and he's the neighbor in the end.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Bones.
It has
Lovely
Stanley
Bones.
Tucci. Yeah.
Lovely Bones.
Whoever
I love that
cast
book.
Stanley Tucci in that is like, who did that?
Who did that?
He's the most lovable man. No.
Good book.
The book is so good. Movie kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I don't know what I expect, but it's not for the vampires to start making out as if I'm not in the room.
Wait, is Wolf also a vampire?
Yes.
Oh, I kind of, that went over my head. Remember this is why I was like, he's a wolf. My whole point of not thinking about him as a vampire is thrown out the window. The really hot man is gone. It's just kind of like two muscular, really pale men.
Okay, think Malachi, like big warrior, winter soldier, Sebastian Stan. Oh. Like shoulder length, wavy.
This is just
hair.
What you want a picture.
No, but that's what he looks like.
Really?
Yes, he's got like shoulder length, wavy, dark hair. At this point, muscular because he has a source of blood.
Sure.
Wolf is like a punk blonde.
It's Jasper.
Guy with spiky hair. And think of like chains, tattoos,
oh,
ripped
hot.
Shirts.
Okay, I'm back on board.
Okay, there we go.
I had to think about it. I like it.
I look around and finally move to the chair near the bed and sink onto it. Wolf digs his fingers into Malachi's hair and wrenches his head back, deepening the kiss. They're like two titans clashing, powerful predators at the top of their game and grappling for dominance. It's really, really sexy. They seem totally lost in each other, which allows me to settle into the strangeness of this situation, to begin to enjoy myself. Malachi shifts in one of those blurring movements and bears Wolf to the bed hard enough to make the other man grunt. The sound reaches across the distance and sends a bolt of pure pleasure through me. I shift in the chair, pressing my thighs together. It doesn't alleviate the pressure at all. If anything, it makes it worse. Gods, I need to get control of myself. Except, do I? Malachi brackets Wolf's neck with a big hand, forcing his head to turn to face me. Look what you've done. He hardly sounds like himself, his voice deeper and containing a rumble that nearly makes me moan. Started something neither of us can finish tonight. Wolf grins, completely unrepentant. Speak for yourself. Not all of us have that... You know, I'm going to make him British, so we know.
Okay, I like it.
Speak for yourself. Not all of us have that inconvenient noble streak of yours. He growls. Literally growls.
Okay, now do French Canadian. It's hard. French Canadian accents are hard.
Next line.
Oh no, okay, do it. Do it in a French Canadian accent. I'm so excited.
Yay, yay. Mina, stroke your clit or I'm going to come over there and do it for you.
That's terrifying. It's not sexy.
Mina, stroke your clit or I'm going to come over there and do it for you.
That's so much hotter. Accents change everything.
I jolt. What? You heard me. I'm seriously tempted to call his bluff, but I'm not sure it is a bluff. I'm also not sure I want to pull the tiger by his tail. Malachi's managed to restrain himself until now, but if I keep poking him, he might finally force me to put my money where my mouth is. I reach down beneath the hem of the oversized shirt I'm wearing and touch myself lightly. My breath hisses out before I can stop myself.
Oh my God, she's a hisser.
She's a hisser. Mina the hisser.
Mina the hisser.
The evidence of my need wets my fingertips, and it's a wonder I haven't soaked through the chair. I lean back against it and drag my middle finger over my clit. This time, I can't stop my moan. Both men give moans of their own, the merging sounds making me look up and freeze. They're both staring at my hand, their eyes gone molten with their respective magics. Malachi drags his thumb along Wolf's jaw. Pull up your shirt, little Dampier. Show us. We're dancing on a bladed tightrope. One wrong step and this will blow up right in our faces. Or maybe only mine. How far can I push these two before I end up in bed and we all throw my hesitance right out the window? Do I want that? I pull up my shirt before I can admit the answer to that question, baring myself from the waist down. After the slightest hesitation, I spread my legs a little, angling so they can see everything. Wolf starts to sit up, but Malachi pins him down and reaches between them with one hand. I can't see exactly what he's doing, but a few seconds later, Wolf tenses and moans. Malachi begins moving and, oh, oh, he's fucking Wolf.
Oh my God. Wait, and they're both still looking at her? That's actually really hot. I like this.
So Wolf is laying on the bed on his back.
Yeah, Malachi's, he pushed his face.
He pushed his face to look at Mina. Yes. Malachi's on top of him and he's fucking Wolf while they're both looking at her.
Nice.
Touch herself.
I like it.
I stroke myself faster, watching the roll of his hips, watching the way Wolf's muscles flex as he tries to take Malachi's cock deeper. Wolf curses softly. He's got a giant cock, love. Feels so fucking good inside me. He grins, his eyes going crimson. Just imagine how good he's going to feel inside you. I don't know if I can imagine it, but my mind is only too happy to make a liar out of me. Desire spikes and I have to force myself to slow down, to draw this one out. I don't want to come too fast. I'm imagining it, I whisper. Malachi slows down, seeming to give me his full attention despite being seated deeply in Wolf's ass. We aren't fucking you. Pity, Wolf mutters.
My God.
We aren't fucking you, Malachi repeats more firmly. A slow smile pulls at the edges of his lips, an expression downright wicked. But you're welcome to Wolf's mouth while I fuck him. That's a mistake. I ignore the voice and nod. Yes, I want that. Thought you might. He pulls out of Wolf and takes the other man's jaw in a tight grip, forcing him to meet Malachi's eyes. One wrong move and I gut you. Wolf laughs. It's always the gutting with you. That shit hurts, Malachi. Which is why it's a deterrent and a punishment. He leans back and slaps Wolf's side. On the floor in front of her. He moves slowly, obeying but doing it on his own timeline. Wolf kneels in front of my chair. He looks at me for a moment and then moves in a rush, grabbing my shirt and hauling it over my head. I'm naked in an instant and he bands his arm over my lower stomach as I lurch forward, instinctively grabbing for the shirt. Ah, give our Malachi something to look at. Another of those infectious grins. He's a breast man and yours are superior. I'm still trying to form a response as he lowers himself and takes my pussy with his mouth. There's no other way to describe it. Wolf doesn't ease into it. He doesn't taste. He simply devours me. I moan, every muscle going molten, even as every nerve ending lights up. Malachi moves to kneel at Wolf's back. I catch sight of a bottle of lube in his hand, and then he's fucking Wolf. It must feel amazing, because the other man moans and starts fucking me with his tongue.
Oh my god.
I don't know where to look, what to feel. Wolf's hands gripping my thighs, his eyes crimson as he edges me closer and closer to orgasm. At the lean strength of his body, which flexes with each thrust Malachi makes. Or at Malachi himself. He has one hand on Wolf's hip and the other on the opposite shoulder, holding the other man in place as he fucks him in short, brutal strokes. But his eyes are on me. His gaze touches on my mouth, my neck, my breasts.
Before- my back,
my pussy, and my crack.
Well, I've been silent for a really long time.
You really have. Is she sick or is she turned on?
She might be delusional over here.
It's the schizophrenia.
I'm seeing. Shut up. No, I think I like it. I like that they keep coming back to her. I don't really know if I'm turned on by like him fucking him. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But also, it makes me weary because crazy infections can happen if you're doing anal and then having vaginal sex.
There are vampires, they don't get sick.
Okay.
So moot point, actually.
I'm actually scared for her vagina, but she's half human. So like poop dick in vag. That's...
No, she doesn't have that.
That's that's BV. That's everything's coming.
She doesn't have that.
Well, maybe because I'm trying to put myself in there and the climate of my vagina is so fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stresses me out.
Okay, we'll just wait and see.
Okay. I'm enjoying it.
His gaze touches on my mouth, my neck, my breasts, before moving down my stomach to where Wolf's head is buried between my thighs. She tastes divine, doesn't she? Just as sweet there as she is in her veins. Wolf makes a sound of agreement, but doesn't lift his head. He works my clit with his tongue, finding the touch that has me clenching in response and repeating it mercilessly. I reach back over my head to grip the chair. The position puts my body on display, and the way fire flickers in Malachi's eyes speaks to how much he likes the sight. Words rise up. Words I'm not sure I won't regret. I changed my mind. Fuck me until we forget all the reasons this might be a mistake. My orgasm hits me before they can slip free, barreling into me and bowing my back. I cry out as the pleasure goes on and on and on. Malachi finally curses and grabs the back of Wolf's neck, wrenching him off me. Or trying to. The other man drags me with him, taking me half out the chair.
Oh my god.
I let loose a startled cry, but then it's too late. I'm on the floor with them. Malachi curses and Wolf pins me beneath him.
Oh my god, Wolf.
Whoa.
Put your dick in her.
I freeze at the feeling of his cock pressed against me, at his face so fucking close. His beauty is downright otherworldly, and I know I should be scared, but I can't quite manage it. I lick my lips and he follows the movement. One thrust and he'll be inside me. I can feel Malachi holding his hips, holding him back from that last little bit of distance. I'll hold still, love. His voice is pure sin, as tempting as Lucifer himself. Rub yourself all over me while Malachi fucks my ass.
My god. That would be such a crazy feeling. Like, and we would never know because I don't have a penis.
No.
But like to be fucking someone but then also be fucked, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. The feeling must be wild. Like, how do you not just come immediately?
And also I've heard that men have different kinds of orgasms. Like their penis orgasm is different from their prostate orgasm.
Oh.
So probably having both at the same time would be wild.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
How do you sync them up?
Gas sync 'em.
Gas sync 'em.
Reckless doesn't begin to cover agreeing to this, but I'm already nodding. My body doesn't care about the risks. His hard length pressing against my pussy is a temptation I can't resist. Yes. Malachi grips Wolf's throat and bends him back a little, shifting so his face is nearly kissably close to me. He looks at me, but his words are all for Wolf. That virgin pussy is mine, Wolf. If you fuck her tonight, I'll rip your goddamn throat out.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Clean your dick first. Wipe it off. Get a little wet wipe.
Get a little whoop whoop.
We need a whip whip.
Something like shock flares on Wolf's face, but it's gone in an instant, replaced by what I'm coming to recognize as his default expression, a mocking smile. And here I thought we were sharing the pretty toy.
I love a man with like that. I just love an asshole of a man. I love it. Seeing Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. win that award in his acceptance speech, I was like, I'm in love with this man. Yes. Like, and it's so bad, but he's such a dick, but they're so lovable. I love a man with a perma smirk on his face.
I agree. Why'd I say that in my reading voice?
I agree.
I agree. We will. Malachi says it so casually, as if it's a foregone conclusion. I'm not sure he's wrong. But not the first time. I swallow hard. Do I get a say in this? His expression goes downright forbidding. Not tonight, you don't. I start to argue, but what's the point? He's honoring my wishes, even if I'm questioning my own fortitude to maintain those lines. I reach past Wolf to brush my fingers against Malachi's mouth. He holds perfectly still, letting me drag my thumb over his bottom lip. I shift my touch over his jaw. Okay. Not arguing? No, not arguing. I shift a little, all too aware of Wolf's body against mine, of Malachi very carefully not adding his weight into the mix. Thank you. He grabs my wrist and turns to press a kiss to my palm. Now be a good girl and rub your pussy all over Wolf's cock until he comes. He starts moving again, resuming his fucking, each thrust making Wolf jolt against me a little. It's beyond sexy. I arch up as Wolf bears down, closing the distance so there's no chance of him slipping inside. I roll my hips, rubbing myself up and down on his length. It's positively decadent, the sensation heightened by the feeling of playing with fire. One wrong move and we cross the line Malachi drew in the sand. I don't necessarily want to cross the line, but the knowledge it's there heightens my pleasure. Wolf catches my hips, urging me into longer strokes that send my thoughts scattering like flower petals in the wind. I bet you feel empty right now, don't you? Needy. He's right, but I can't catch my breath to tell him so. Each stroke has me dancing closer to the edge. Gods, Wolf! He goes stock still. Fuck, but I like it when you say my name. He kisses my neck. What do you need, love? I answer before I can think about the wisdom of it. Bite me.
He doesn't. Oh my god, he's gonna suck her blood!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
He doesn't hesitate before sinking his fangs in.
Yeah.
Sinking his fangs.
Sink the fangs in.
He doesn't hesitate before sinking his fangs into my throat. I grab his hips and frantically chase my orgasm. One stroke, two.
Oh yeah, because she's getting more horny.
Yeah. Then I'm coming, crying out in a ragged breath as I do, except it doesn't stop. The orgasm rolls over me again and again, and I can't stop writhing, rubbing against him, trying to get closer, desperate for something I can barely conceptualize.
My god, that's the best. It's usually like the third or fourth orgasm that just like won't stop. And You're like, I'm literally going to die.
End of the earth. Wolf. Malachi's snarl slams me back into myself. He's farther away than I expect. I catch sight of him standing in the bathroom doorway, a cloth in his hand.
What?
He wiped his poop dick.
Oh. Wait, he got up so quickly.
She was in a different universe.
Oh, orgasming. She's just been writhing on her own on the floor. Okay, cool. Nice. Both men are like, is she good?
They're like, it's been 4 hours.
Yeah.
Wolf and I both go still. My heart is beating so hard, I feel dizzy. Or maybe that's the danger screaming through my veins at the feeling of the broad head of Wolf's cock pressing against my entrance. Wait. She's so wet. I can't see Wolf's expression with his face buried against my neck, but his voice is downright feral. So tight, Malachi. So needy for a cock. His hips flex, pushing into me the tiniest bit. Might be worth getting my throat torn out.
My God.
He strokes a hand down my side, but I can't tell if he's trying to soothe me or hold me down. Another of those tiny flexes, and he pushes farther into me. It feels good and bad, and oh gods, I don't know if I want him to stop. I don't get a chance to decide. A blur of movement, and then something hot and wet hits my chest and stomach. I freeze, my fangs aching at the copper scent filling the air.
Did he cut his head off?
Wolf slumps to the side of me, bleeding from his throat. Even as I watch, the wound starts healing, fusing together faster than I could have imagined possible. That doesn't change the fact that Malachi just ripped out his throat.
Oh my God.
And then Malachi is there, covering me with his big body. Wolf's blood slicks our skin against each other, the scent of it only heightening my desire. I reach down with a shaking hand and drag my fingers through where it coats my breasts.
They're just fucking in blood?
Yeah, mama.
This is like that episode of American Horror Story. It's in that camp one. What's it like?
Oh, 1984.
Yeah, it's so good. And he like sees her in the... He just like murdered a bunch of people in the locker room. And then she walks in and she's like, what? And then they fuck in all this blood. It's crazy.
That is one episode that I did watch.
Yeah, it's so good.
Malachi catches my wrist as I raise my fingers to my mouth. Not yet. But I said I wouldn't do this. He curses long and hard, looking like an entirely different person, a creature more beast than man.
To be honest, if I ever had to kill my husband, I would 100% do it by cutting his throat.
Yeah.
It would be like mid-sex, I'm on top.
Oh my God, while he's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming and slit throat. 100%. But if that ever does happen, I'm not guilty. You cannot use this against me.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, I would do that.
Say yes, Mina. No mistaking what he means. No pretending I don't know what I'm going to get if I agree. I don't know if he'll let me walk out of this room if I tell him no, but I believe with my entire heart he'd try. I don't want to say no. I take a shuddering breath, allowing myself to be lost in the flames in his dark eyes. There are so many things I once believed I should want, but there's no place for should here. There's no future, no past. Nothing but this moment where the two of us perch poised on the precipice of no return. Wolf, too. I lick my lips, tasting Wolf's blood there, too. It zings through me, just as potent as Malachi's, but different. His tastes as hot as his flames do. Wolf's is spicy and somehow barbed. It tastes better than alcohol, but I knew my answer before it hit my veins. Yes. End of sex scene.
Oh my God, what?
It goes to a next chapter where he does fuck her, but I'm ending it there.
Why you gotta edge me like this?
You want it?
That's crazy. Wait, but she's still a virgin.
For now.
But she did come twice.
Yep.
So good for her. Did any of the men come?
Yeah, but I don't think she wrote about it.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. And then he was wiping his poop dick and then he cut his neck out.
Ripped his throat out.
I kind of like it. How do you feel about it?
Let me tell you, reading this book.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
Alone in my room.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved it.
The best part about these books are when a guy is so obsessed with a woman.
Yeah.
And I think that she really does that well with both of these men. They're like, I will literally kill for you.
Yeah. And there is a twist in the book that gives reason for why it is that way.
Because he's really imprinted.
Something like that. Katie really understood the assignment for this book.
Yeah.
Because the plot, she takes like 5 chapters in the middle, like see this bit with no tabs in it.
Yeah.
This is all plot furthering, but everything else is literally just them having sex.
Yeah. I like that she kind of like reels you in. Like the beginning, it's kind of the opposite of Harlequin. It's like, here's all the sex. Now stay for the story because you're waiting for another sex scene. You'll keep reading.
Yeah.
We'll give you a few more at the end.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
Smart girl. Smart person.
Human. Vampire?
Dampier?
Wolf.
Rylan!
Not that.
Anyways, I give this unto you.
Yeah, I'll probably read it. Well, it's actually lighter than I thought.
I hit you with it.
Yeah, but I'm used to being hit by you.
I don't She's abuse Michaela. Them. She abuses I don't abuse her. Every night before. What are you going to rate it, Mamacita?
I think that it has the potential to turn me on more throughout the book. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm still hung up on like watching two men have sex. I really don't know if that gets me hot and bothered. But maybe I'll just take out my own satisfaction and be like, it was well done.
Never take your own satisfaction out of it, baby.
I don't know. I liked it. Why? What would you rate it?
I don't know what I would rate it. Like a 7?
Yeah. I was also thinking 7 in my head because I think that it's well done. And there were moments that I was like, that's so hot. But maybe I just don't like vampires and maybe I'm not into watching two men fuck each other.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, new discoveries today. Absolutely. Already knew about the hisser vampires. Wasn't into it.
We just had to add men on men in there.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't know. But like, if I was in that situation and I walked in on that and they were like, touch yourself for us. We're going to watch you. That turns us on so much. Maybe I would be about it. I don't know. I feel perplexed. Yeah. It's probably my brain fog right now because I'm sick as a wolf.
Sick as a wolf. Yeah. And it's like that whole forbidden aspect of it too. How they're like, we can't fuck you. We can't put our dicks in you.
Yeah. And he like kills the other one for her. He's like, yeah. Don't you dare put your penis in her vag.
Yeah.
My poop dick's going first. I don't know. I like it. 7 is really solid. I think she did well. Solid. I like Your Dad Will Do More.
Your Dad Will Do was our first Katie Robert. Yeah. It was a 10 out of 10. Kraken was second. It was a 9.5.
Yeah.
This one's third. It's a 7. So I feel like we're just not topping Your Dad Will Do.
Yeah. We're just comparing it to her best.
Yeah.
So it's like every man I date, I compare it to my loving father. And not in a sexual way.
Not Pat.
No, because he's the best man ever.
He is.
And no one will ever live up to him. Those are my issues.
I don't think that's an issue, babe.
No, it's not.
Great. A 7 out of 10.
I like it. If you want to be one of the 20 people that watch our TikToks, you can follow us on TikTok at Not Your Mother's Book Club. We've started a funny new recap of every episode, and you should go watch them and laugh because I think they're funny. Also, you can become a part of our Patreon. I've been listening to old episodes, and we just keep calling it DP, and I feel like nobody knows what that means unless you like are a real listener here. So DP are distinguished patrons or double penetration, however you want to think about it. And you can pay us monthly to get more content and
extra episodes. You get bloopers
and you get a choice.
You get to voting. Vote
privileges. You get to talk to us. That's it. But anyways, that's what a DP is. So you should go and join. It's a fun little group. You can also follow us on Instagram at Not Mother's Book Club. And you can send us a dick pic to notmothersbookclub@gmail.com. If you're feeling nasty, like my sinuses. That was so
corporate of you.
Thank you. It was corporate of me to be like, send us a dick pic if you're nasty.
Yeah, you said it so like, leave a message at the tone.
Leave a message at the... We're busy. What's those like things when people leave messages but they go back and forth? It's like, hey,
we're
okay, it's Darva and Michaela.
Oh, we're busy. Okay, let's go again. I'll get it this time.
Not this. Hive mind. Hey,
it's Darva.
You say
one yeah, but word. Then I'm saying my I okay, you say hey. My name.
You say hey.
Okay. Hey,
it's
Darma
and
Michaela.
We are
not
home.
So
leave
a
message.
Dick pic
at
the
beep.